Have you ever wondered why Jesus was baptized if he had no sins? We know from John chapter 21, verses 25, that many things Jesus did are not recorded. However, all of the New Testament writers record the baptism of Jesus. In John chapter 1, verse 6, it says that John was sent from God just to baptize people. To know more about John being sent from God, you can go to John chapter 3, verse 28. In Luke chapter 3, verse 2, it says that the word of God came to John. Soon John started preaching, then he began baptizing people. During that time, John the Baptist was baptizing thousands of people at the Jordan River. Then it came to pass that Jesus came all the way from Galilee to the Jordan River just to be baptized by John the Baptist. Jesus walked just about 70 to 80 miles. If you turn to Matthew 3, verses 14 through 17 with me, you can see how John the Baptist tried to prevent Jesus from getting baptized by saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. At the baptism, don't you think that all the people that were in line that saw Jesus be baptized, don't you think that it changed those people's lives and what they thought about Jesus? Well, God had given Jesus a command to be baptized. So when he was baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The verses used in Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, are almost the same exact same thing in Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, in Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. It is good that Jesus was baptized because non-believers could try to start an argument saying, "Well, I don't need to be baptized because Jesus wasn't even baptized." But that's not true. You do need to be baptized so that you can have no sins. If you want to be baptized, then you need to believe. Mark chapter 16, verses 16. "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Then you need to repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 3. "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Next, confess faith. Romans 10:10. "For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Next is to be baptized, obviously. Acts chapter 22, verses 16. "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Last but not least, live faithfully until death. Revelations 2:10. "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, and that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will bring you the crown of life." So in conclusion, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, so that you can be with Jesus in heaven. I hope that I have helped you understand more about Jesus' baptism. Thank you.